Georgia governor race in the spotlight. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp and his Democratic opponent Stacey Abrams battling it out in their final debate before the midterm elections. Governor Kemp denouncing Abrams' past views on how to tackle crime.
She proposed in 2018 eliminating cash bail. Men and women in law enforcement know who is going to be with them, who has had their back and will continue to have their back, and that is me. And that's why we have the endorsement of 107 sheriffs around the state.
Sound courtesy of WSB TV. Here is Abrams saying that she is against defunding the police.
I did not say, and nor do I believe in defunding the police. He is lying again. And I've never said that I believe in defunding the police. I believe in public safety and accountability.
WSB TV again with the sound. In the aftermath of the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Republican New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis compares the incident with crime issues in New York City on Fox Report with John Scott.
I think it's a terrible situation, and certainly we should always condemn violence and assault. That is one of the biggest issues we're seeing in New York City right now, is that crime has soared, and we're seeing individuals assaulted and attacked every single day on our subways, on our streets, people being brutally stabbed in the street, in the subway.
82-year-old Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery. He had surgery for a skull fracture. The 42-year-old suspect, David DePappy, set to be arraigned in court Tuesday. At least 132 people have been killed after a pedestrian bridge collapsed into a river in the western part of India. The colonial-era bridge had recently reopened to the public after repairs. The bridge was unable to handle the number of people on it. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The congressmen leading their respective parties' election efforts say they're keeping a close eye on election integrity. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Minnesota Republican Tom Emmer says he expects 2022 to be a different year at the polling places because COVID was a factor 2 years ago.
They were adjusting election laws on the fly. I think a lot of that has been resolved.
His counterpart, New York Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney, says he also foresees competitive races next week.
And in a close election, you might have a recount, you might have other examination of absentee ballots. That's all run-of-the-mill stuff.
Both men on CBS Face the Nation, they agree there is no place for violence against candidates or their families in any election.
A special guest at a country superstar's concert causing some backlash online. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
Luke Bryan's concert in Jacksonville Friday night doubled as a fundraiser for Florida's victims of Hurricane Ian.
We're going to have some fun and we're going to raise some money tonight for the great state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Governor Ron DeSantis.
While many in the crowd cheered online, the response was not as positive, with some calling it a political stunt so close to the midterms. One person on Twitter writing, quote, "Note to self, cancel Luke Bryan." On Saturday, DeSantis tweeted, quote, "Thanks for letting me crash the party last night at Luke Bryan." Bryan did not respond on social media, simply posting on Instagram that, quote, "Jacksonville got me fired up for the weekend."
The Associated Press college football poll has Tennessee moving into a tie with Ohio State in the number two position, setting up a 1-versus-2 matchup next week between the Volunteers and number one Georgia. The Bulldogs remaining number one for the fourth straight week. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.